This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Time. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Bloomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's three. We'll start with K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, today was kind of a busy day. We went down to Casanova and met up with a ham and his brother there. I had some equipment that we were, I picked up for him. And from there we went to my daughter's house, the wife and I, and we played with her cats for a little while. And then we went over where she works and spent a few minutes chatting with her and some of her colleagues. She works in Casanova itself. So that was our day, and it was a beautiful day. I mean, we just a simply gorgeous day. We sat there and looking at Casanova Lake from where she works. So we were... beautiful scenery today. Anyways, that's about it. 7-3's all around. KA2ZZ.
Okay, well, sounds like you had a good day then. Well, good. We're supposed to have a little bit of rain here moving in tomorrow night, and unsettled weather here for the next few days, supposedly. But I guess the first part of tomorrow is supposed to be nice anyway. But, thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WIP, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, I'm not sure what the temperature is. It's getting cool outside if you walk out there with long sleeves and long pants on. It's not that warm. It's pretty warm in the house. I shut the windows up here. Nice day. Got sort of some things done that I wanted to do outside, and a couple I didn't plan but needed to be done. And I think I'm going to try to take one more day off from doing all the real computer work and paperwork, and just concentrate on getting my portable garage set up before it starts raining. And then that'll be space that I can use to move things out of the workshop garage and whatever, and get on with the next project. So that's the plan. Tomorrow night or tomorrow evening, we're going to do a Northern New York simulated emergency test that the ARRL Aries promotes to do once a year. And you just make something up. And we're just going to do we're going to have a wide area net all across northern New York. And we'll be doing it both on VHF on the white face repeater, which of course I can't get into from here. Most of the people in the northern part of the Adirondacks can get into it. The guys in the Lake Pleasant, Hamlin County Club, they can get in from the firehouse in Lake Pleasant, I think from the firehouse. We got a pretty good antenna there, and got a couple miles across Lake Secondaga to the north, and I guess we're just lucky enough, no big mountains in the way. I don't know, I should have suggested that we try to do Blue Mountain, because that would cover a lot of the southern part. And then also on HF, starting on 75 meters on 3958 at 6 p.m. and going to 7245 at 7. So, you know, all this scenario is the most likely scenario, which is a winter storm. It starts out as rain and freezing rain, and it becomes a real bad ice storm, and takes out power and telecommunications and that kind of stuff. So realistically, would it cover the whole northern, New York, whole out around next, and several counties? No, probably not. But it might cover enough areas in enough counties that you'd kind of want to have a wide area net. So it's a good excuse anyway. And I'm not ready to do it, and I don't think enough other people are either. But if we thought ahead and promoted this earlier, it would have been really good to really get on going with the digital messaging. It's pretty slick. The FL Digi program does most of the digital modes, sound card mode. You don't need anything. It's nice to have an interface between the computer and the radio, but the signal processing has gotten so good that you can actually just do it by taking the radio microphone, holding it up to the computer speaker, hitting the press to talk, and then click the send button, and then, on receive, just put the computer microphone by the radio speaker, and unless it's really noisy, ambient noise, it will decode most of the more robust mode. So it's pretty slick. And it's a fun thing to play with. I've done it with just taking two computers, laptops or whatever, but set one on the same table as the other one, and stick the microphone of one near the speaker of the other one, and you can send back and forth just with acoustic coupling. It works pretty slick. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, that sounds good. Well, you have a good time there tomorrow and this weekend, if I'll catch up with you. And we'll talk with you later. Let's see, who's the next? KD2VIA. Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, I had the usual coffee break in the morning. Did a lot of talking. Talk about getting our deer licenses. They must be for sale by now. We had senior bowling this afternoon, so I had one fairly good score and two poor scores. But better luck next time. And Benny and I took the car and drove around down to Remsen. Went to the diner down there and had supper tonight. Just for something to do, enjoy this good weather. Don't know how long it's going to last. So we'll say 73s. KA2VLA is clear.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, I got my license, it must have been 3-4 weeks ago, I don't remember. Right in the first day you could get it, got my doe permit for 6P or something, the only one I could get one for. Tried to get one here in 6K, but didn't get it, but I'm hoping. Sometimes they don't fill out enough of them, they send them to you later for nothing, but we'll see. Alright. Well, we stopped at the camp today, by the way. I didn't see anything eventful, but I just figured I'd let you know. Alright, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Okay, as for myself, I had to work pretty much most of the first half of the day and into the second half, and then I had to run up to camp for a bit, and then I finally got the call back from the sporting goods store that my that contract went through okay to get the seems like every time I buy a rifle or a pistol or something up there anywhere in any store, I fill out that mandatory check. They always delay it for a couple hours or whatever, and then there must be another person out there with my name who's up to no good. shut down, or maybe there's just a lot of gun buying going on right now because hunt season's starting up. But anyway, they called in and it's approved, and I went down and picked it up today. So I got a shotgun here for the weekend. Hope to do some grouse hunting. There seems to be a lot of them up there at camp, so maybe I'll get some luck, and we'll see. But anyways, that was about it. I got to work a little bit here tonight, and then tomorrow the kids got themselves a home game up here, JV football. We'll probably go watch some of that a little bit and see, watch them have some fun out there. That's about it. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, and Clint for checking in tonight. Say 73 to all who listen in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is N2KKL for Op 10. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic? This is KC2YXN. Good evening, Paulius.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening, no traffic.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Pauline.
Okay, KC2YXN, N2, was that WBX and WA2U?
N2WBX is correct.
Okay, thank you all for signing in. Are there any others wishing to sign in to Op 10?
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey India.
KC2WI, got you, Pete. Any others? And this is the final call for Op 10. Ladies, 7-3 all, thanks a lot for signing in. This is N2KKO, returning this repeater to other amateur uses. And I am QSY back to 1-7.